Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off O'Neill, and towards Doerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to second. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Hoog picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoog. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to third. Schluter moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Partee trying to get to third. Hogue throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Partee for the out. One out. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to third. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schluter takes first base on ball four. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gromyk strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Partee strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill fires to first and has Keltner trapped. There's the throw to Newsom who tags Keltner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schluter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gromick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gromyk moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gromyk scores. Rocco moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seary. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromyk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Norm Schluter. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Allie Reynolds pinch runs for Jeff Heath. Pinky Woods now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gromyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Leon Culberson. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux catches it and throws to second to double up Newsom. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom McBride now playing center field. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hogue takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hogue. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Hogue steals second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 4 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gromyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr bunts towards the mound. Gromyk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gromyk. Doerr moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Newsome hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.